Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio, and I'm extremely excited. I have two brand new guests with me. First time they've been on, and they are pumped. They're smiling. Beautiful ladies. Probably the prettiest guest I've had on ever in 3 years of Local Matters. No offense to all the older guys that I've had on. But no, y'all are great. Thanks for being here. I have Marsha Watt. Have Lacey Loggins. Marsha's the principal at Baxter Primary School. Lacey is the assistant principal at Baxter Primary School. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Excited to learn about what's happened at Baxter Primary, but I always try to have somebody out of education in Putnam County right around school starts just to get a fresh look on school, update us on in-services, trainings, everything that's going on in the county. I love Corby, but, you know, Corby's been on here a lot, so no offense to you, Corby, but we're going with somebody different. And so I want to just kind of get y'all's take. Y'all have been at Baxter Primary. Marsha, how long have you been at Baxter Primary now?
This will begin my seventh year as principal at Baxter Primary, and prior to that I was Tammy Hoover's assistant principal when we were Baxter Elementary before we split.
Yeah, before the split. So you've been in Baxter for...
starting 11 years.
11 years. Mm-hmm. But you're originally from Overton County, right?
Originally from Overton County. My teaching career started out as a kindergarten teacher. Did that for 7 years and then went to Tennessee Tech University and taught for 4. And then went back to Overton County and became principal at Rickman Elementary. And then went to the central office there before coming to Putnam County.
So... this is one of the reasons I have this. I do this show. I love doing this show. I love it. So Larry, again, thank you for letting me do this. As I learn about people I even know, like I know you pretty well, Lacey. I don't know you quite as well, but we're about to get to know each other. You taught at Tech.
I did teach. What did you teach at Tech? I taught 4 years there. I taught part of the read block for teachers, for students who are going to become future teachers.
Yeah.
I taught that, and then there used to be a kindergarten block for teachers who were being certified to teach kindergarten, and then a child development class.
So you had a role in helping shape future teachers at Tech.
Yes, sir.
I did not know that. That's great. What part of Overton County?
At Livingston.
Okay.
I grew up in Livingston, but when I was an adult, when I was principal at Rickman and a teacher at Rickman, of course, I lived in Rickman.
Yeah. So my grandmother on my mom's side is from Allen, so I always ask for people from Overton County. You know, I got family from Overton County, Jackson County, Putnam County. So, Lacey, how long have you been at Baxter Primary?
This will be my third year, starting out as my third year as an assistant principal.
And there's only one assistant principal, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And it didn't used to be that way. For a little bit, you and Miss Hoover had to share a principal, right?
Back and forth. We shared an assistant principal for 2 years.
At Cornerstone and Baxter Primary. And so that... We'll get to that some of that later, but that's the transition you've made. You've got a full-time AP now, and I'm sure that's...
Very thankful. Yeah.
So where are you from, Lacey?
So I'm born and raised in Crossville, Tennessee, and come from a long line of educators. My granddad was a principal, and aunts and grandparents were all teachers. Then I moved to Cookeville and went to Tennessee Tech, got my degree in education. Started out teaching fifth grade at Allgood Middle School, and I was there for 7 years. And then 3 years ago, went back, got my instructional leadership degree, and was very fortunate to get the assistant principal position at Baxter Primary.
Yeah, I remember when you got hired, and I think I even either texted her or called her and said, congratulations on getting a full-time help.
Assistant principal, it's very much needed.
Yeah, I mean,
even in a small school.
I don't know how you did it. Like, yes, I know it's a small school, but I mean, how many students are we talking roughly?
350.
350 for one admin. Mm-hmm. Well, one and a half. And I can't imagine. So, of course, Lynn McHenry's one of my best friends. You know that. We're a tag team, but I'm not sure it's a winning tag team. Sometimes I think we probably hurt ourselves. But, you know, I remember he and I talking about that, and Corby, like, well, they need some help. And he's like, well, we need the money. So I think the county commission's done a pretty good job of funding things for the schools. And
I believe now all the schools in Putnam County have at least one assistant principal.
They do, and that's part of through our funding model. And, of course, speaking of funding, we passed the budget Monday night. I didn't see y'all there, which y'all didn't have to be there. It was not entertaining. It actually went smoothly. Thankful for the commission for a smooth meeting, but it was passed Monday night. I only met like 1 hour, 15 minutes, and that's a record for passing a budget. So schools did get $820,000 of cash from us to pay for buses. Of course, you've gotten your growth and property tax, but the budget looks pretty good for the schools. And I'm thankful that you've got a full-time AP. And do you have positions that are open, or you got everything filled right now?
We have one position open right now, just as of last night. The middle school is getting one of our teachers, so now we have an opening.
Well, I'm sure you're happy for them.
I am.
But that's late in the game, right?
It is, but that's just the way it happens.
That's the way it happens.
And the teacher's excited for a new challenge and a new job, so we're excited for her.
Okay. So, Lacey, you mentioned you come from a long line of educators. Is that what inspired you to go into education when you went to college?
Yes, very much so. Just every time we would have any kind of family get-togethers at Christmas or Thanksgiving, they would always talk about just – you know, their teaching experience, the good stories and then the not so good stories.
Right.
And it just, I just kind of say it's in my blood, and I really never thought about doing anything else. Seeing a kid grow from the beginning of the year to the end of the year and just all the progress that they can make is just so heartwarming. Of course, you know, at Baxter Primary, we have pre-K to first grade. And I remember last year walking into a kindergarten class, and the teacher was having them just, you know, draw lines just to kind of make the letters in their name. And, you know, and that's stuff that they teach very early on. And a lot of them couldn't even write their name yet. And then when you go back, you know, into the classroom towards the end of the year and look at their writing samples, and they're making words and sentences, just that progress in 1 year at such an early age is just so neat to see.
Yeah. And of course, Marsha, I mean, I know you love, but what was your passion to get an education? I mean, I know I can see it, but I want the people to hear it. What was your passion to get an education?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I just love helping people. I love just being around, just to help.
You just get excited.
Just every day. I mean, my heart, I absolutely love my job. Love seeing the children. Even the adults. I just love helping. I love helping them grow so that they can help the children grow.
Well, I've been by several times. I got to come by and grill some burgers for y'all at the end of school.
Yes, sir.
Y'all are always smiling. I hadn't seen a time y'all are not smiling. And to me, that warms my heart because, one, I'm a Baxter guy. I love Baxter. I love all of Putnam County. People get on to me. All you do is talk about Baxter. No, I talk about everybody else, but I know Baxter. I know the people in Baxter. I know the administrators there. And it warms my heart to have y'all on, but it makes it even better to see that y'all love your job. Your teachers, your staff, everybody, so nice every time I'm there, and I just very thankful for y'all. So,
well, I always tell my teachers, you know, so many of our students, they come to us for their safe place. And so, yes, we all have baggage outside of school, but when we step foot into the school building, that's when we put on our best face for those students.
Yeah. So, and y'all do great. And the teachers do, too. I don't think you have a whole lot of turnover from your school, do you? I mean,
had some turnover just in, like, some of our teachers have grown into an admin position.
Yeah,
so they have
gone
and done those things, which is a great thing.
True.
I'm selfish, and I don't want to lose them, but I encourage everyone to have as many experiences as they can, because that's going to only help them be a better teacher or a better leader in the future.
People enjoy being there, though.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said fifth grade. You taught fifth grade?
Yes.
All right. So Baxter Primary, as you said, it's pre-K through one. Tell me the difference between a fifth grader and pre-K through one. Tell me one of the biggest differences you see in the kids.
I will say the biggest difference is in middle school, they get that they start to develop that attitude and a little bit of the laziness. And it's a little bit harder to get, you know, to get them to perform and you know, want to work hard. Whereas the littles, you know, they are there to please you and want to please you and want to, you know, give it their best and give it their all each and every day.
Yeah, that's good.
When I left Rickman as a kindergarten teacher and went to Tech to teach college students, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But they're still babies, just in bigger bodies. And I'm sure that was the fifth graders are still babies, just in bigger bodies. So
quick story for you. In kindergarten, which I went to kindergarten in the now Senior Citizens building. So where the senior citizens library is. And I think actually where the library is where my home room was with Mrs. Irwin. Love that lady. So in 13 years of school that I went from kindergarten to my senior year, I only had one spanking. It wasn't a paddling. It was an open hand to the booty. And that was by Mrs. Irwin. And you know what it was? And she loved me, but she was not happy that day. Something happened. And it was nap time. I was thirsty. I got up from nap time and went to the water fountain. And she and me and another, one of my friends, and we didn't plan it, but we went at the same time. And he was, you know, joking around, whatever. And I'm laughing. She's like, y'all get your butts back down. And it's nap time. Well, I didn't listen. I got my water and got back down. Well, she came over and slapped me on the rear end. I cried. My feelings were hurt. It didn't hurt my skin. My feelings were hurt. And I told myself from that day on, I will never, ever get another paddling. I don't like it. I don't want it. And I didn't. So
you
I
was didn't want to disappoint.
No, I didn't want to disappoint. I hated disappointing her. She was a saint. I don't. You probably never got to meet her because you came later on. But she was a saint. She was a jewel. And that was one of my, I'll never forget that in kindergarten. There's a lot of memories I have from kindergarten. I don't remember yesterday. But I do remember, remember kindergarten. But that, yeah, we were in that building in the big open area where the senior citizens are. That was our playroom. Tumbling, dodgeball, whatever it was. So there's a lot of good memories over there. I love that school. So when we come back, I do want to talk about summer renovations this week. You know, we're next week of school. Is it August 1st? Is that right?
August 1st.
First full day of school.
Monday, August
1st. Or is that 2-hour day?
August 1st is our first full day.
So I don't have kids. I can't keep up with the calendar. So we'll talk about, you know, next week, school starting and kind of what you see the semester going forward. Delighted to have Miss Marsha White and Miss Lacey Loggins in from Baxter Primary School, principal and assistant principal. Haven't had y'all on this yet. And I know you're skeptical, but this is going great. And I love y'all for being here. We'll be back in just a little bit here on Local Matters. It's Ben Rogers. Be back in just a moment after this break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Miss Marsha White and Lacey Loggins from Baxter Primary School. Wanted to have them in, give us a back-to-school update for Baxter Primary, and maybe there's some county stuff we can discuss, too, that all administrators are doing and teachers. I know in-service has been going on this week. And so here's a misconception, and it was something I thought when I was a kid. I learned as I got older, maybe in high school, but you know, school now has been structured to where you start back, it was late July. Now the calendar committee moved it to 1st of August, which I was on the calendar committee about 4 or 5 years ago. So don't be mad at me. I think I got outvoted. But anyway, so starts now 1st of August, but, you know, started late July a couple years ago and would end before Memorial Day. And so the misconception is all teachers and administrators, principals, have all summer off and they don't do anything besides go to the beach. And I learned going through high school, because I came close with my principals and teachers, that ain't the case. I, of course, have two aunts that were teachers as well. How much are you working during the summer as principals? How much are you there at school prepping for the next school year?
Well, I mean, throughout the summer, like Lacey and I both attended a district-wide state initiative called Read 360. That was a four-day training. We attended a couple of other trainings throughout the summer. The district staff, Mr. King, he has what's called an admin retreat. That was a two-day, all-day-long in-service training session just to, you know, bring everyone up to speed with his goals and things for this upcoming school year. So we did that for 2 days. And then just randomly throughout the summer, we've been there moving classrooms. We've had football players from Tennessee Tech there. We've had a variety of churches there moving furniture from one cluster to another cluster. Painting has taken place, maintenance type issues.
Not to mention that the entire month of June, Baxter Primary was the location for the summer learning camp. So we had five elementary schools come to Baxter Primary. So we had a lot of teachers and just Putnam County staff working that camp as well.
What was the purpose of that camp? What were they doing?
So a lot of that is just to work on skill deficits that the students are lacking throughout the school year. It just gives them more support and more time to focus on that throughout the summer, just so they'll be prepared for the upcoming school year. Typically, the student-to-teacher ratios in those summer camps is lower than what you would see in a given school year, which helps, you know, that teacher to be able to focus a little bit more with that student.
Nice.
And summer school also kind of helps prevent that summer learning loss as much, because they're in school still getting some instruction.
Did they have that when I was in school? I don't remember anything. Okay.
Yeah, right. I think we were out climbing trees, probably, making mud pies.
Yeah, yeah, throwing some stuff at each other. So you mentioned a four-day training y'all went to. Where did y'all go for that?
We met at Cookeville High School.
Okay.
But this training is happening across the whole state of Tennessee.
Okay.
It's an initiative called Read 360. Actually, teachers have to have there's two parts to the course. The first part is online, and we have to have that in order to renew our license.
Nice.
Yes.
So I'm huge, and you don't have to give away any secrets of Corby's Retreat, and I wouldn't ask for that, but I'm a huge leadership guy. Read leadership books and listen to podcasts, and been through one leadership academy, about to get my master's in public service and leadership through Lipscomb. And so I'm a huge leadership guy, and I think I've asked before, part of his retreat is about leadership skills. I think that's fantastic. Anything you can do to promote leadership within your staff, all the way from admin to teachers down to support staff to everybody in the system, I think's wonderful. So y'all are doing that quite often, right? Leadership's an important part of Putnam County school system.
Absolutely. And Mr. King, he wants our opinion and values it. So I think even, you know, throughout the school year, we meet with Corby through Zoom every other week, just to keep updated on the things that he wants, and we can ask him questions and give him our concerns, because he wants to hear those as well.
Okay, that's great. Corby does a good job. So we're starting school on the 1st. This week has been busy. What have y'all been doing this week? For example, what did y'all do on Tuesday at Baxter Primary?
Well, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we had teacher in service at each individual school. And we did, each school is, they're able to come up with their own topics. Like Tuesday, we had Melanie Bissell from the district office. She came and trained all of our teachers in a program called Wilson Training, which is a reading to response to intervention and helping students meet those deficit areas in reading. So she did that. We had our school resource officer, our security officer, he came and spoke with our teachers and updated us on the security that's going to be, you know, taking place within the schools, and just wanted the teachers to feel safe in returning back to school. We have our reading coaches and our math coaches. They also came and went over their expectations and goals with the curriculum. They did that on Wednesday. So
that's
lots of training and just making sure that our teachers are ready for the school year.
So do they have anything for kids the week before, like a back to school party or anything like that? Do y'all have that, or is it just certain schools?
No, absolutely. I think for the most part, every school in Putnam County has a back to school bash. The Baxter community, we have decided this time, we have scheduled a back to school bash. This last night was our back to school bash. It was at the Baxter City Park, and all four Baxter schools have come together, and we met at the Baxter City Park across from Baxter Primary, and we had all kinds of different games. We had a Dunkin' booth, we had face painting, snacks, different Ollie the Otter for seatbelt safety, just different organizations all pitched in and helped with the back to school bash last night.
Who gets in the Dunkin' booth?
Well, I sat on the Duncan booth and some coaches and other admin throughout the Baxter community.
Did you do the Duncan booth at the back to the Cream City thing? Fundraiser? Did you? Were you one of those?
I did. Yes.
Thank you. Because I'm on City Skateboard, and you know, we did that to help with the Cream City sign. I've actually had shows about that, but thank you for that.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Lots of fun. Several of my little Baxter Primary honeybees came.
And I was about to ask, did they enjoy Duncan?
They did.
Did you participate in that?
I didn't. I actually had a camping trip that weekend.
Good timing. Great timing.
But I loved the video of Miss Marcia in the Duncan booth.
That's awesome. So, and again, I don't remember having those things when I was in school. I mean, and maybe we did. I just don't remember it, or maybe my parents didn't want to take me. I don't know, but I doubt that. They were very involved. But I think it's great. School has changed so much, especially since we were in school. Anything you can do to acclimate kids, I think now, is really important, because especially pre-K through one. And, you know, not every kindergartner goes to pre-K, right? I mean,
correct.
You do have some kids, their first year of school is straight in kindergarten.
Sometimes it's the first time they've ever left mama or grandmother. So it's really hard on some students, you know, making that change, that transition. So we have what's called phase-in days for the kindergarten and pre-K students, where they will come just a certain day with a small group of students, and then they'll do that twice, and then on the last day, they'll come with half their class. So their fourth day will be the whole class. So it kind of transitions them in a smaller group, so that they can learn those procedures and routines and not be so overwhelmed with so many students.
So you don't start full force with kindergartners right back to first day of school and then 5 days a week, 8 hours a day.
Correct. Right.
I think that's great. So great information. When we come back, you mentioned some about what happened during the summer, about some projects, painting and stuff. Talk about if there's anything else. What does the first week of school look like? I want to know for y'all, for you, and for the kids, what does it look like? How fun is that? And then what do you anticipate for this first semester? So great stuff so far. This is Local Matters with Ben Rogers. I have Miss Marsha White and Miss Lacey Loggins from Baxter Primary School. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers talking with Miss Marsha White and Miss Lacey Loggins from Baxter Primary School. We were talking just a minute ago at the break about how things have changed. I don't want to age myself, but I mentioned earlier it's been a while since I've been kindergarten. And Lacey, we were talking, things are a lot different from when we were there. Of course, you're younger than I am, but it was probably similar. Cut and paste is probably the hardest thing I did in kindergarten. And the hardest thing about that was getting glue on my fingers, and I didn't like it. I didn't like glue on my fingers. I wanted it off. I'd wash my hands all the time. Probably why I got a paddling or spanking that day. It's not like that now. I mean, it used to be a lot of snacks, a lot of nap time, cut and paste, recess, more snacks, more nap time, maybe some alphabet stuff or count to 10, I guess. Mm-hmm. So what does it look like now for kindergarten?
Yeah, Ben, you bring up a really good point. So being a child in the early 90s, I remember kindergarten definitely being nap time and coloring and going to recess and more, I guess, playing like in a center type atmosphere. And now, especially for the parents and the community members that don't have kids in kindergarten, it is so much more than that. They are learning their letter sounds, letter names. A lot of writing skills take place in kindergarten. The formation of words, you know, blending words. It was kind of, I guess, eye-opening in a way. Last year, Marcia and I sat in on a family engagement meeting, and one of our PTO moms said, you know, when my child was in kindergarten, we would always take, you know, trips. We'd go to Gatlinburg for a long weekend, or, you know, we might go to Disney like in April or something. And I guess her mindset was, oh, it's just kindergarten.
Right.
But really, I don't know if a lot of people realize just how much of those foundational skills are being taught in kindergarten. And if they miss that, then it's like every year, you know, from there on out, they're just building on those skills.
They're having to play catch up too, because
they've
missed you know, so much mm-hmm. school, maybe they're having to play catch up.
And that's one thing this year that Marcia and I have really been working on is just attendance and getting the message out there that attendance matters. And just for, like I said, it's just because of how much, you know, skills that they are being taught.
And at our age students, you know, we have to rely on our parents to get their students there, to get them up. I mean, they're pre-K, kindergarten, and first graders. So it's just so important that the students are in school because we are, you know, we're the foundation. And if they miss it, then their foundation is going to crumble at some point, and we don't want them to fall behind.
So when a parent comes in and, hey, we want to take our kid out of school for a week in kindergarten, how does that conversation go? I mean, I know you're not saying you can't go or, you know, whatever, but what do you try to do to encourage them to think about maybe timing that differently?
Well, of course, we share the district calendar. You know, we have the 2 weeks at fall break, and then, you know, we have several days off at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. We encourage families to use those breaks that are built into the district calendar to plan their, you know, family trips and vacations. Yes, we understand things come up and things happen, and we work with them with that, but we try to encourage them to do it during those breaks.
Yeah, so I probably, that's a tough conversation to have. I mean, y'all do a good job, though. I'm sure y'all handle it great. But you're right, Lacey. It's different than it was then. I vaguely remember calling my mama a traitor the first day she dropped me off at kindergarten and left me by myself. I was so upset, but Miss Irwin was there, and she took me in like I was one of her own, and it was. I love school from that point on. So let's talk about next week. You'd mentioned phase in for kindergarten. Of course, there's a phase in for pre-K, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So phase in for pre-K and kindergarten. But first graders, what are first graders going to be doing? Are they full go next week?
They start full-time August the 1st.
And they're like any other grade level above them. They're every day, all day.
That's right.
So what kind, do you have anything special planned for first graders to get acclimated because they're going to be full-time?
Well, definitely most of the students are returning students from kindergarten, so they'll be familiar with the, you know, most of the processes and procedures that we have in place, but those will definitely be reviewed, you know, and their classroom teachers, they'll take a tour of the school. A lot of times they do some kind of scavenger hunt throughout the school, which helps acclimate them back to the building.
I was about to ask, what kind of fun activities do you do next week for the students? So you got a scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt, yes.
Is it all over the property or just the building?
It is. They have to find like a clue to get to one other, you know, they may start out in the office and then they'll get a clue to the office that will lead them to the library, and the library would lead them to the gym just to get familiar with the building.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't remember stuff like that.
And Ben, and I'm sure you know this, but relationships and building those relationships is so important. We say all the time that, you know, classroom management, it starts with the relationship piece. And so next week, I think our teachers will really start forming those relationships with students and just creating that classroom family type atmosphere.
And, you know, not only creating the relationships with the students, we also, you know, try really hard to create those positive relationships with the families. And I think our Baxter Primary families see that we try that every day. We're greeting our students at the door every morning. We're out at car duty. They'll see Mr. Nathan, our PE teacher, every morning out there at car duty, helping open the car doors to get the little students out and helping them walk in. And then again in the afternoon, we have lots of faculty members and staff members out there helping get the student safely to the car and, you know, just saying, hey, have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. It's just those little things.
You both are big on having your staff in front of parents. So they know who know who staff is, so they can go and just have that relationship. Like you said, building relationships, it's important. But I think it is important to have your staff familiar with all the parents and try to get those relationships so the parents can – they know they can rely on y'all if they got a question or concern. So you said Mr. Nathan. Nathan and I go back. He used to coach travel baseball, and I used to run tournaments. He's a great guy. I love him. And I'm glad he's in Baxter.
Yes.
How long has he been? Do you know?
He came to Baxter when we split.
Yeah.
About 2015.
I remember he and I, because I quit, I think, baseball tournaments in 2012, and he had mentioned about trying to get back locally. So, as far as parent-teacher conferences, do they change, like, as far as how quick they are held for these grade levels? Is it different every grade level? Do y'all try to have them sooner or more often for pre-K through one, or is it typically system-wide? Is it the same?
It's system-wide. It's the same. They're set, one in the fall and one in the spring. However, we do have some teachers that in our building that likes to schedule individual parent conferences where they sit down and actually go over student data after they've taken like the first benchmark assessment. So they'll review that data with the parents to see, to show the parents where the child's starting out at and what things they can do to help increase that student's knowledge throughout the year. And then in the spring, they review that data again.
How many teachers do you have off the top of your head?
Oh, we have, this coming year, we're going to have 7 kindergarten classrooms, we're going to have 6 first grade classrooms, and then we have 3 state-funded pre-Ks, 2 sped pre-Ks, and 1 CDC classroom.
So, do you anticipate this being the largest enrollment you've had as a principal at Baxter Primary? Do you see the population growing there?
I absolutely see the population growing. We're definitely growing.
Yeah, so we talk about it all the time. The commission, talk about school board meetings. We have our joint workshops with the school board, and Corby and Lynn and Kim and the board are talking about the growth in Putnam County. And it's there. We know that. Hence why we're building another school that's hopefully K through 8. We'll see how this works out. But the bid come back a lot higher than we borrowed money for. I think we borrowed money for $43 million. The bid come back at $61 million. This was discussed at the commission meeting, so it's nothing that's private. I'm getting out there, but we got to work to figure out how we're going to accomplish the K through 8. I personally want to see what we planned on doing, which is a K through 8. I'd rather see K through 8 than K through 4, but we got to do what the money says we can do. But anyway, y'all been great. Before we get off here, any information parents need to know right now for next week? Anything different? Anything? Any announcements? Anything before we leave?
We're just looking forward to a great year, and we'll see everyone Monday, August the 1st, for our first full day of the school year.
You excited?
We're very excited.
Did y'all get to go on vacation? Did you have time to go somewhere?
I did. Yes, I went to the beach for a week, and then I have to spend a lot of time with my own 2 children.
Well, your son, well, both of them play golf, right?
Golf and volleyball. My daughter plays volleyball.
Oh, that kid. Which beach you go to?
We went to Destin.
Did you go anywhere, Lacey?
No, I'm more of a homebody. Marcia's trying to get me on an airplane, but I have a pretty big phobia of that. I just typically stay local, go to Center Hill Lake a lot. So just lake and camping and just local things.
So getting on a plane to go to Scotland doesn't excite you?
No, not at all.
So I got to go to Scotland for 12 days back in the end of May, 1st of June. And I'm not completely scared of a plane, but I was a little nervous because that's a 7-hour flight over. We actually flew from Nashville to New York to London, and then London to Edinburgh, Scotland. But it's a 7-hour flight from New York to London. A little apprehensive, but it worked out really well. Everything was great. Now on the way back, it was more like an 8.5-hour flight because you're in the tailwind going over. Mm-hmm. You're against it coming back. Greatest trip of my life. So think about it, Lacey. Think about getting on that plane. It's awesome to just go travel. So
yes, I went to Europe for 18 days. It was amazing.
What'd you go to in Europe?
We went to several different countries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we went to Scotland and England. Went to London and, well, went to another town. But yeah, great stuff. Listen, I love y'all. Y'all are great. Y'all been great. Good luck on the school year.
Thank you, Ben, for having us. Yeah. We appreciate it.
If you need anything, let me know. Proud of Baxter and proud of what y'all do for our community. It's as a Baxterite, growing up there and went to school there, I'm proud of what y'all do. I'm proud of those kids. I'm proud of all the staff. So I hope they know that. And if y'all need anything, let me know.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's been Local Matters. It's been Ben Rogers with Miss Marcia White and Miss Lacey Loggins from Baxter Primary School. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. I promise you, you'll make somebody's day if you smile at them. Don't frown. You'll ruin their day. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.